Welcome to KCPW's Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history. 161 years ago this week, John Christopher Cutler was born in Sheffield, England, to a merchant family. After converting to Mormonism, the Cutlers picked up and immigrated to Utah, where John married Sarah Elizabeth Taylor and became a successful businessman. Cutler seemed destined for greater things than business, however. Entering the rough-and-tumble world of Utah politics on the ground floor, the English immigrant got himself elected to the post of Salt Lake County Clerk. Next, he set his sights on the governor's office, which, in 1904, was dominated by Heber M. Wells. Wells, a Republican and the new state's very first governor, had quickly made enemies in his own party, including some of its leaders. One group of Republicans, called the Federal Bunch, due to the government jobs they were able to secure, was dead set against Wells winning a second term. Led by Senator Reed Smoot and Edward H. Callister, the Federal Bunch settled on Cutler as the man to knock the governor out of the running. In the end, Cutler was successful and became the state's second governor, defeating not only Wells in the Republican primary, but the Democratic and American Party candidates as well. As governor, he signed into law bills that established juvenile courts in some of the state's largest cities, and a birth and death registry, administered by the state's Board of Health. These and other measures, however, were not enough to win him a second term in the state's highest office. He went back to business, but poor health soon caught up with him, causing him to take his own life in 1928 at the age of 82. For KCPW's Beehive Archive, a joint effort of the Utah Humanities Council and the City Library, I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.